Hello, fellow lupus spirits, and welcome to Lupus Life. I'm Corey Hollingsworth, and I am a spiritual advisor and meditation facilitator who lives with and manages systemic lupus erythematosus, also known as lupus. The purpose of Lupus Life podcast is to offer firsthand, easy, and simple ways to manage the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of lupus. Today's topic is, I'm not lazy. So for people who look at lupus from the outside, they may not recognize that lupus is an everyday adventure. I'm just going to use the word adventure. And the fact that lupus is not always seen on the outside of our bodies, even though some of us do live with cutaneous or discoid lupus, it's not something where people readily see us as being sick. And this can cause problems because when we do need downtime, it might appear to people looking from the outside that we're being lazy. Oh, you binge watch stuff, you're reading a lot, you're journaling a lot. Whatever you're doing in order to just basically rejuvenate appears as being lazy for some people, or may appear as being lazy to some people. Now, fortunately, one of the things that I tend to recognize is the fact that I really don't have a huge investment in what other people think about what I'm doing. And at the same time, I do have some self-talk that says, oh my gosh, you're being lazy. So this is two perspectives. One is people who look at us and they see someone who appears to be healthy, and the person, us, we're sitting around doing nothing. And yet there's another side of that where we might have some self-talk that says, oh my gosh, I'm just not getting anything done. I'm not accomplishing anything. Why am I just sitting around? And I want to validate the need for rejuvenating, taking time to rest. Even if you feel great on a day, but you just feel like, hey, I really don't feel like I have the energy mentally, physically, emotionally, or spiritually to do a task that needs to be done, that is your body's way of saying, yeah, you might feel great today, and at the same time, you need to harness that and surplus that extra energy that you have for later. So I know that I have an episode about taking a day off from work. There was a day when I needed to take a day off from work in the middle of the week because I knew if I pushed myself, I would end up in a flare that was worse than it already was. And I also advocate for having a specific day of rest. Pick a day in the week when you just rest. And resting can mean reading a book, journaling, binge watching something, whatever rest means to you, make sure you have that day off. But while you're doing that, don't have the self-talk, or try not to have the self-talk. Obviously, I do have some self-talk, which is why I'm offering this podcast episode that tells us that we're lazy if we're not doing anything. We have so many variables in our world of living with lupus. We require more sleep, usually, than most people. We absolutely have to take time to rejuvenate from work and from life. And if you're someone who's an introvert, you might even need extra time that's away from people and need downtime. A lot of our medications can cause fatigue. Even though lupus in and of itself causes fatigue, some of our medications can cause fatigue. So we do need to have that quote unquote lazy time to rejuvenate, to make sure that we are remaining even keeled, which is another podcast episode, trying to maintain that beingness of even keeled, where we're not experiencing extreme emotions, physical, mental, emotional things in our lives that could potentially cause flares. So, overall message in this, you're not lazy when you live with lupus. You're not lazy when you honor your need for sleep, and honor your need to rejuvenate, honor your need to surplus information in your body that says, hey, I need to make sure that I have a surplus of energy for later. And making sure that that self-talk and even the external talk that you might receive from others doesn't tell you that you're lazy. You really need to honor your body. You need to honor your health. You need to be respectful of the fact that you need extra time for rest. So I hope this message helps you. I know that I have to tell myself this message constantly, which is why I'm sharing it with you. I had a day yesterday when I was quote unquote being lazy. I wasn't getting anything done. And I had to tell myself, no, your body's telling you to knock it off and slow down. So thank you for joining me today. As a reminder, I have two books on Amazon. The first one is Little Lupa's Spirit Book, and the second one is Reconnecting with Your True Self. I can be reached on my website, coryhollingsworth.wixsite.com. I look forward to connecting with you again next week. Please feel free to follow and share Lupa's Life Podcast and friend Lupa's Life Podcast on Facebook. Have a beautiful day and have a beautiful week.